The corporation became involved in two different lawsuits this summer, and Shalista attorney Walter Featherly says that Friday's meeting was intended to bring shareholders up to speed. But multiple anonymous sources confirm that board members Wayne Dawn, Myron Nanning, Joanne Werning, and Leslie Hunter Sr. were not told about this meeting. And in a past interview with KYUK, Hunter said that the four of them have been excluded from Shalista meetings before.
In my mind, we got 11 members, not 6. And they should be involved in everything the board does.
Former board chairman Wayne Dawn has been locked in a power struggle with CEO Andrew Guy for the past year, and Nanning, Werning, and Hunter reliably vote in Dawn's favor. Shalista attorney Walter Featherly denies that the four opposing board members were excluded. Quote, it is my recollection, he said, that at the last board meeting, at which all board members were in attendance, it was announced that Shalista was going to be reaching out to shareholders and stakeholders to provide this information. Shalista's boardroom infighting revolves around a sexual harassment complaint from 2017, which CEO Andrew Guy allegedly mishandled. Last June, business owner Tiffany Phillips filed a lawsuit against the corporation, along with Guy himself and a former employee. She claims she was relentlessly harassed by former Shalista executive George Aulatuck, a political ally and longtime friend of Guy's. In the lawsuit, Phillips says she complained to Guy about Aulatuck's behavior in August 2017, but Guy never properly reported it. Her lawsuit accuses Aulatuck of harassment, Guy of breach of contract, and the Shalista Corporation of negligence. Shalista had disciplined Aulatuck for harassment several times before, and Phillips' lawsuit argues the corporation should have known he was a liability. The corporation's board is fiercely divided over whether Guy handled Phillips' complaint effectively. By the time Phillips filed her lawsuit, Shalista was already in court over whether former board chairman Wayne Dawn overstepped his authority by challenging Guy's handling of the issue. The conflict came to a head at a particularly tense shareholders meeting earlier this summer. Shalista did not respond to Phillips' lawsuit by the deadline of this past Friday set by the judge, but Featherly says that's because that judge is no longer on this case. It's been moved to federal court. A response to the suit from Shalista CEO Andrew Guy has also apparently not been filed yet. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.